What's going on, everybody? Welcome to the Ducky Daily for 10-12-2010. Yesterday was Rape and Pillage Day. Did y'all have fun discovering something someone else already discovered? Oh, Columbus Day. Happy Thanksgiving to my Canadian pals out there. Just Jody, everyone else. Hope you had a great Thanksgiving. And had some tofurkey on me. Let's just put it out there. I need some tofurkey. What's today? Today is Tuesday, which means it's Glee Day. And unfortunately, it's not the Rocky Horror Glee, because that's next week. It's killing me. Like, all of a sudden, I've been dying to find out who's going to actually play Rocky, hoping that Corey would be squeezing his fine ass into those little tighty-whities. Sorry, gold lamé bikinis, I should say. But I just saw pictures, and spoiler alert, he's not playing Rocky. Cord Overstreet is, so that's alright. We can see how many balls he can stuff into the gold lamé. Oh, I did. Yeah, I did. Oh, sorry, just cracking myself up as I'm walking to work. So I'm finally playing catch up on Real Housewives of Atlanta because I missed the premiere last week. Oh, them bitches crazy. Let me tell you, NeNe is the best thing on earth. And she gave a speech last night to her son, Bryson, and it was just amazing. Like, honestly, every teen should have to hear it. Like, it should be like, you know, in the Hunger Games, you gotta go submit yourself for the reaping. Like, I feel like that should be the new reaping for late teens. Just have to listen to NeNe go off on you about responsibility and money and all that bullshit, because it was fantastic. Girl went off. And then you got Kim's crazy ass. What's with the lesbian shtick? We all know Big Papa's lurking somewhere. As long as that man's got money, that bitch is spreading her legs. I'm just putting it out there. Candy, I love that girl. Girl with her red hair, getting some Neo in on the action last night. Girl. The new people, Phaedra? Ephedrine? What the hell's her name? Uh-uh. I do like this model chick, though. That woman is gorgeous. And I can't tell how old she is. She could be 30, she could be 50. It's killing me, because I can't tell. But I seem to like her. What's his name? Who's the big gay? Not Sheree's gay. Let me tell you, that one's hilarious. In his see-through shirt with his humongoid nipples. The other one, Dwight! When NeNe went off about Dwight's nose job, oh, if he's got $10,000, he needs to fix his damn nose because I know people like to breathe. She did. She did. Love that, NeNe. The past couple days were the sci-fi press tour down in Orlando, and I'm a little bummed because Ray went, Amory went, a bunch of other people went, and I really wanted to go, but it wasn't going to happen. But regardless, they went to Universal's 20th anniversary Halloween Horror Nights. Looked amazing. And then they sat in on a panel for Being Human. I kind of blacked out that Being Human was being remade in the U.S. I don't approve. I don't. And I know a lot of people don't. Because apparently, from what Ray was tweeting, they're getting a lot of flack about doing a remake, as I'm sure everyone who does a remake does, but I don't know, it just doesn't make sense. Like, can people not understand a British accent? Because really, the show's still on the air. Do we need a U.S. version? So to keep you guys up to date on where I am with reading, I finally finished book two of The Hunger Games trilogy. And really, with this truck, pause. There, that's a little better. Sorry, folks. So I've moved on to Mockingjay, and I can't wait, although I'm reading it even slower than usual, because this is it. Like, this is the last book, so I have to make it last. Oh, love my Katniss. Anyways, that's about it. I'm Halloween crazy, now that fall's in full swing. I just bought the cutest Charlie Brown little plastic guys. They have Chuck, they have Linus, they have Sally, and they have Snoopy. You need to go get them, because they're adorable. All right. Bye, guys.